Max Brother Ball to ask the Lord's blessing.
Kind and loving Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We thank thee this evening, Father, for the gathering that we have here. Thou hast blessed us and guided us that we're even to meet here. We thank thee for the sentiments of this hymn and Jesus and our love for him be utmost in our heart. When we consider all things but loss and dross, as did thy apostle, we consider the Father that thou hast blessed us above all in presenting to us the plans and purposes that thou hast in store for all humanity. Thank thee that thou hast not left us in despair, given us the assurance of a life that would be with thee. And we thank thee for this privilege of calling that we have, and we thank thee for the salvation that will also be unto all of humanity. Realizing these all come forth as a result of the gift of thy dear Son, we thank thee for the plan centered in him and his great sacrifice on behalf of all. Now be with us in our study. Guide and direct us in our thought and our motive that we may be one unto thee. Bless the brethren everywhere, bless those that are numbered and not with us. Guide, direct them, encourage them according to thy will and purpose. We ask thee to forgive us our shortcomings, and not only forgive us our shortcomings, Father, but help us that we might not err in our shortcomings, that we might overcome these things. Guide and direct us according to thy will and purpose. We thank thee always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister Mary, you have the report.
August 31st, the general fund balance was $1,679.03.
Brethren, our study begins on page 241, paragraph 2. 241, paragraph 2. And the question is question 47 on page 41 of the question book. Now, if you want to have your charts open, we're dealing now with that section that has to do with bringing all in harmony with Christ. And that also is pictured as a pyramid. In our study last Wednesday, we saw that Israel after the flesh will be blessed by spiritual Israel, and mankind will be blessed through natural Israel, which at that time will be the capital of the world. And this is, you know, when you think of Christianity having to recognize, after all they've said about Israel through the centuries, when they're going to have to go to Israel as the chief nation in the earth, you can just imagine how George Bush or anyone else is going to feel when they realize that they're not going to establish the new world order, but the Christ is, and they are going to use natural Israel. And this will be a humbling experience for the Gentile nations. All right, let's read the second paragraph. And it's what we'll do is we'll divide it into two parts. Martha, would you read the first part, Anna the second part?
Their restoration to perfect human nature, as well as that of the world in general, will be a gradual work, requiring all of the millennial age for its full accomplishment. During that 1,000 years reign of Christ, the results of Adamic death will be gradually swallowed up or destroyed. Its various stages, sickness, pain, and weakness, as well as the tomb, will yield obedience to the great restorer's power, until at the end of that age, the great pyramid of our chart will be complete. The Christ X will be the head of all things, of the great company of angels and of men. Next to the Father, next in order or rank, will be the great company, spirit beings, Y, and next angels, then Israel after the flesh, thee, including only Israelites indeed, at the head of earthly nations, then the world of men, W, restored to perfection of being, like the head of the human race, Adam, before he sinned.
This restoration will be accomplished gradually during the millennial age, the times of restitution. Some, however, will be destroyed from among the people. First, all who, under full light and opportunity, for 100 years, refused to make progress toward righteousness and perfection, and second, those who, having progressed to perfection in a final testing at the close of the millennium, prove unfaithful. Such die the second death, from which there is no resurrection or restitution promised. But one full individual trial is provided, but one ransom will ever be given. Christ dieth no more.
Yes, thank you both. All right, Harriet, would you read Psalms 45, verse 16? And Lori, would you read Acts 3? This Acts 3 is in the book. Acts 3, 21, and we'll also read verse 23. And this one is in the book, Francis, Isaiah 65, 20, I should say in the paragraph. And this one also is in the paragraph, Mary, Revelation 20, verse 9. And Esther, Romans 6, verses 9 and 10.
I'm sorry, Tony, Psalm 45, what?
Verse 16.
16? Okay. Could I read 13
sure.
to 16? Because it gives all of the classes.
Okay.
Actually, through 17 gives all four classes.
All right.
Described here. Thy king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever.
Thank you, Harriet.
It's interesting. It gives all the four classes described here.
Yes. And Lori, Acts 3, 21 and 23.
Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Verse 23, and it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people.
And Francis,
Isaiah 65:20. There shall be no more thing in length of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days, for the child shall die an 100 years old. But the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed.
And Mary?
Revelation 29. And they went up on the breath of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them.
And Esther?
Romans 6, 9, and 10. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God.
Yes, thank you all. All right, question 47. Describe the manner in which the perfect pyramid on the chart will be gradually made complete. And what will be the experience of all who will not hear that promise?
Those who won't hear the prophet will be cut off in second death.
Does that refer to that great big pyramid, Tony, in the Messianic Age?
Yes.
Does it refer to the whole thing? Well, we read that in Isaiah. What Harriet read in the
Psalm.
Yes. Yeah, that would include everybody.
Yeah, now naturally, Brother Russell doesn't show. He refers to the angelic beings, but he doesn't place them on the chart.
Tony?
Yes, sir.
In reading an article in regard to Israel Restored, how it's mentioned in the paragraph, then Israel after the flesh, including only Israelites indeed at the head of peripheral nations. In the article, it mentioned that these would be the Orthodox Jews who believed in the promises of God, and those would be the ones who are saved.
Well, actually, Esther, you know, it's surprising me. A lot of them that call themselves Orthodox Jews.
Well, these would be, as the paragraph brings out, Israelites. Where is it?
Indeed.
Israelites, only Israelites, indeed. Those who did believe in the promise that was made to Father Abraham and so on.
All right, thank you. Is there any, Harriet?
Is she saying that all the others will go into second death?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so. But I mean, that's...
I'm
mean,
saying at the beginning. At the beginning, of course not.
I think you said you read that in a Reaper article.
In an article.
I see.
That it was brought out that they would mostly consist of the Orthodox Jews. That was a question I had in my mind, whether it was the conservative, the Orthodox, the Reformed, and what were the others? Is it just that three?
Well, there's a lot of them, not a different kind.
Yeah, but those are the main three. And I finally have my question answered that it was the Orthodox Jews. Because
I think that
the promises.
I think those that believe in the promises of God, that holding to the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
See, Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, brings out how God is pleading with the Jews through the experiences they're going through as they get into the land. And I think that, I don't think we can place them in a category.
No,
like that.
I
really don't. What I feel is that what the Lord is doing is the Jews of all of the Orthodox, the Reformed, and so on, those that are living there are going to continue to witness God's miraculous hand in their affairs. And all the groups, those are of the right condition of heart, are going to recognize and accept that. So I don't think we can just say anyone that's in Israel now that belongs to the Orthodox Church.
But I'm saying that the majority of them would be Orthodox Jews because of keeping through the centuries the belief in the promises of God. If you speak to some of the Reformed ones, they some of them don't even believe in the resurrection. Which surprised me when I was told
some of
that
the Orthodox don't believe in the resurrection.
Well,
I think
if they believe in the promises of God, that they do.
The Reformed teach the resurrection.
No.
The Orthodox don't.
Well,
according to what I'm getting from, I spoke to an Orthodox Jew. They don't believe in the resurrection.
He didn't.
He didn't.
Okay. And I had heard from another that she didn't believe. In the resurrection.
Now, is she Orthodox?
No.
Okay. Martha?
From the way I understand, the way it is written in this first volume, the Israelites indeed would be the ancient worthies at the head. It says at the head of earthly nations. They would be at the head, and they would appoint others beneath them.
Yes, but Israel Restored
would
is
be
a
the
reference
nation.
To the nations. To the nation of Israel.
Where does it say Israel Restored?
On the chart.
On the chart.
In the paragraph it doesn't though.
On the paragraph.
In the paragraph it says Israel, including only Israelites indeed at the head of earthly nations.
Martha, read it before though. Before it says including. Then Israel.
Tony.
Yes.
That's Z. Well, you get X, Y, and Z.
I see
what you mean. Under that perfect pyramid. Now, you look at the pyramid, that's not in the overlapping period of the kingdom. That's already in the full picture of Israel under the new covenant auspices.
Right.
So who will ever come out of that will have to adhere to the principles of the new covenant, whether it be Orthodox or non-Orthodox. We don't really know. It's up until that point where you see the overlapping of the harvest going into the Messianic reign. That pyramid is not pictured in that, in the overlapping part. That's in the when the raising of the dead takes place. This is a different picture here.
Well, the overlapping. Oh, you mean the overlapping of the.
Yeah.
Well, it is shown.
The gospel. It is.
See where it's shown on the right hand side. The overlapping, the little season.
No, well, yeah. The, well,
is that what you're talking about?
No, no, no.
Which
in
one
the, in,
you
the harvest, in the harvest. Tony.
Oh, yeah. The harvest shows the separation of the
harvest
ones.
Shows the separation. So that pyramid is showing mankind not actually restored under with everlasting life, but in the process of receiving it. Israel has come to a restoration under the auspices of the new covenant. And Israel certainly isn't under the auspices of the new covenant.
No,
at present.
Sure. All right, Esther?
The pyramid will be complete under the Messianic age or the mediatorial reign. Right now, Christ is the church's advocate. When the church is complete, then the new covenant will be in effect, and that will be called the mediatorial reign of the Christ.
All right, thank you. Harriet?
I think it would be good to read the scriptures referred to here. I think that brings it out, and I think at that point, I am inclined to agree with what Paul said. This is speaking of the whole. In fact, in the beginning of the paragraph,
picture.
Yeah, it says the completed. You know, it'll be a gradual work requiring the entire age to bring this final picture about, this final pyramid.
All right, thank you, Harriet. You see where it says during the millennial age on this this sheet? Does everyone have it? Well, anyway, you don't need it.
Yeah, I don't. Clear at the bottom.
For X, the glorified Christ class reigning refers to the first resurrection. Let's see now. Esther read the last scripture. Paul, would you read Revelation 20, verse 4? Venice, for the great company class, would you read Revelation 7, 9 to, it says 9 to 17. You read 9 to 13, and Anna, you read 14 to 17. And Martha, for fleshly Israel, would you read Romans 11, 25 to 29. Harriet, would you read Zechariah 8, 13 to 15. Lori, the same chapter, Zechariah 8, 20 to 23. And Sister Frances, Revelation 21, verses 1 to 4, for the world of mankind.
When they read them, Tony, when they
read the scriptures, please. I didn't get them all.
Well, don't you have this, Martha?
I had it, but I don't have it with me tonight. I don't know what I did with it.
Okay.
I do have it, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe it's in.
All right, Paul, you read the scripture too.
I think that Jeremiah 31:27 and onward also takes that whole picture into
Jeremiah what?
31:27 to 34.
Okay, yes, it does. But we can't take the time to read them all.
That's literally the one that we're most familiar with, though.
Yeah, there's literally so many so many scriptures that.
Are they all in here?
All of those.
The
all
ones
the scriptures
that I have,
okay.
ones that I have given are in here.
Okay.
All right.
Revelation 24. And they saw the thrones and they that sat on them, and judgment was given them, and the persons of those who have been beheaded because of the testimony of Jesus, and because of the word of God, even those who did not worship the beast nor his image, and did not receive the mark on their forehead and their hand, and they lived and reigned with the anointed one the 1,000 years.
All right, and Venice, Revelation 7, verses 9 to 13.
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God, forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they?
And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Martha.
Romans 11, 25 to 29. Lest you be wise in your own conceits, I want you to understand this mystery, brethren. A hardening has come upon part of Israel until the full number of the Gentiles come in, and so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, The Deliverer will come from Zion. He will banish ungodliness from Jacob. And this will be my covenant with them when I take away their sins. As regards the gospel, they are enemies of God for your sake, but as regards his election, they are beloved for the sake of their forefathers, for the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable.
Tony, could bring out some? That gave a different thought completely on that 25th verse. This says blindness in part has happened to Israel, and that said something else has happened to part of Israel.
A hardening has come upon part of Israel.
Part of Israel, and yeah. This said blindness in part has happened to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
This is the revised standard.
It's interesting. I mean, it's just
to see what my other one says. Israel has experienced a hardening in part.
That's the same thought as King James.
Until the full number of the Gentiles has come in.
A hardening in part, mm-hmm. But it includes the whole nation. The way Revised reads, it's as though it's just part
just
of the
part
nation.
Part of the nation, right. On part of Israel.
Right. The Diaglot rendering. Yeah. Do you have the Diaglot?
In the margin, in the King James, it does say hardness.
No, that's not what I'm referring to, though. The way the Revised reads, it's as though it's just part of the nation.
Yes, it does say that. Part of Israel, it says.
Oh, I see, yeah. Well, they have blindness in part.
Yeah, but that's partly blinded to the whole nation.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't. Maybe I'm being picky, but it sounds to me like it's two different thoughts.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Now, in the Diaglot rendering, it says that hardness in some measure has happened to Israel till the fullness of the Gentiles may come in. So that's the same as the King James. Mm-hmm. Sister Anna?
I don't know where I got it, but I do have hardness written in pencil, and in parentheses I have of heart. Hardness mm-hmm. of heart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This,
all right.
This one here, this international, is very much like the Diaglot.
Thank you. All right, Harriet, Zechariah 8, 13 to 15.
And it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord of hosts, and I repented not, so again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear ye not.
And Lori, 20-23.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord, and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
And Sister Francis?
Revelation 21:1-4. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw John the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
Yes, thank you all. So we see that what beautiful scriptures, that the plan of God is shown on the chart as scripture after scripture to back it up. Are there any further thoughts before we go on to the next paragraph? All right, if not, let us go to 242. And Venice, would you read the first paragraph there?
When we look at our Father's great plan for the exaltation of the church and the blessing through it of Israel and all the families of the earth by a restitution of all things, it reminds us of the song of the angels. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Then will be the consummation of God's plan, the gathering together of all things in Christ. Who will then say that God's plan has been a failure? Who will then say that he has not overruled evil for good and made the wrath of both men and devils to praise him?
Yes, thank you, Venice. All right, Mary, would you read Luke 2:14 and Esther, Ephesians 1:10 and Paul, Psalm 76, verse 10.
Ephesians 1:10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
And Paul,
Psalm 76, what, Tony?
10.
Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shall thou restrain.
Thank you all. Question 48, briefly, what will be the consummation of Jehovah's plan? Is Israel the only nation to be blessed?
No.
And thee and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
Let's try to look for that scripture for me. Let us look at all mountains of the house of the God of Jacob and the name of each of his slaves. It's in Isaiah.
One? Is it Isaiah 1?
It's in a few places. It's in Isaiah,
the second chapter,
verses 1 to 4, and Micah 4, 1 to 4. It's mentioned.
That shows that the Gentiles will go.
Isaiah 2, 1 to 4.
And you want
three.
The specific verse?
Yeah.
Well,
the one you wanted is 3, I think.
The third verse is
okay. Well, read the second 2, Paul, because read 2 to 4. Concerning the first verse is Isaiah saw concerning the Judah and Jerusalem.
And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mount of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he shall judge among the nations, and shall reduce many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears to the spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. So here's a direct statement of the fact of the nations will have to be blessed only as a result of their acceptance of the nation of Israel. They'll have to adhere to that in order to come under the auspices of the new covenant. There's no other covenant or no other dealing with humanity other than with the auspices of the new covenant that he will make with the house of the Lord Jacob.
Now in Micah, the 4th chapter, you'll notice the whole chapter shows what Christ is doing now. It goes into a lot of detail. It speaks of Israel, and I will make her that halteth the remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation. And isn't that what God is doing with Israel? And then it shows that it's being done through Christ. In verse 8.
The first 4 verses are about the same as in Isaiah.
Yeah, almost identical.
Yeah.
All right.
Tony?
Yes.
The scripture in Genesis 22:17-18 brings it out. And there, and it says nations. Some, you know, say, well, nations will be done away with. Well, nations really means families, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, our peoples.
A different nationality.
Yeah, and so 17 and 18 bring that out.
And even in the New Testament, it brings out that.
All right. Anna, you want to wait until she reads it?
Sure, I'm sorry.
Okay, Genesis 22:17-18, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Okay, thank you. That, Sister Anna, and then Paul.
In Luke, the 24th chapter, it brings out the fact here also. Let me read the 44th verse too. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which was written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. And then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
Thank you. Do you want to comment on it?
And ye are the witnesses of these things. In other words, the kingdom will go to them first.
Well, no, this is a reference to the gospel age.
This is a reference to the gospel age. Because I got this as cross-reference, and I thought it was combined. It wasn't.
No, that's in reference to the start of the Gospel Age.
All right.
Those that come to Christ.
I understood that, yeah. Okay.
And I didn't get the scripture, Harry, that Genesis 22 was?
17 and 18.
Oh, that was to Abraham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Paul?
Well, I was thinking that Genesis is the one that Harriet read there. The end thy seed should all the families of the earth be blessed. Did that have a reference of more of Christ, that him and his seed, that it would be Christ to whom all the families of the earth would be blessed?
Yeah, the apostle brings that out
more specifically. I think that scripture would be applicable more to the in reference to Christ.
I was referring it to all nations.
Yeah, well,
not to Israel.
Some people say that there won't be. Some people say that in the time of trouble, because it says that the mountains shall be thrown down, that there won't be any nations left. But it's in an accommodated sense, when you talk about the nationalities, they're still going to exist, because at time of trouble, everybody isn't going to be destroyed. But by the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul in Galatians, the third chapter, identified the seed of Abraham, the spiritual seed of Abraham, as not being Isaac, who was a type of Christ, but being Christ from the tribe of Judah. So when we see how beautifully the Lord opens up these Old Testament prophecies, and the apostles opened it up, we can see God's plan. And yet, we see that the churches are going more and more into imaginations, and they're getting further and further away from the Word. And this is why the harvest message is being preached, and they can't understand it. Do you realize the harvest message has been preached now from 1874? It's over 116-17 years, and in spite of all the fulfillments brought out in the harvest message, churches are getting further and further away. That's to Babylon. That shows you what kind of confusion rests upon the churches, rests upon Babylon.
No, it's persistent.
It reads too.
I was not thinking, maybe Paul misunderstood me or I didn't state it. I wasn't thinking of Israel in that text. I was thinking of the nation's part.
I understood what you said. Okay. No problem.
All right, now the next question takes in the next two paragraphs. Now, let's see. Paul, would you take the second paragraph, and Esther, the next paragraph, the third paragraph?
The figure of the pyramid not only serves well the purpose of illustrating perfect being, but it continues to answer the purpose of illustration in representing the oneness of the whole creation, as in the fulfillment of God's plan it will be one, when the harmony and perfection of all things will be attained under the headship of Christ, the head, not only of the church, which is his body, but also of all things in heaven and in earth.
Christ Jesus was the beginning, the head, the top stone, the chief upper cornerstone of this grand structure, which as yet is only commenced, and into harmony with the lines and angles of the top stone must every understone be built. No matter how many kinds of stones may be in the structure, no matter how many distinct natures there may be among God's sons, earthly and heavenly, they all, to be everlastingly acceptable to him, must be conformed to the image of his Son. All who will be of this building must partake of the spirit of obedience to God and of love toward him and all his creatures, so amply illustrated in Jesus, the fulfillment of the law. Thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, and thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes, thank you both. All right, let's see. Hannah, would you read, would you read Ephesians 2:20? Hannah, 1 Peter 2:6. Martha, Acts 4:11. Harriet, Romans 8:29. And Laurie, Matthew 22:37-39. All right, Venice.
Being the chief cornerstone.
And Anna?
1 Peter 2:6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scriptures, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded.
Acts 4:11. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, but which has become the head of the corner.
Harriet?
Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
Matthew 22:37-39. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Thank you all. All right, question number 49. How does the pyramid beautifully illustrate the oneness of the whole restored creation?
That it's built up unto Christ. I mean, perfect. And it's knitted closely together to the top stone.
Yes, thank
and
you.
The top stone, you could see it's a perfect pyramid. Take it away, it's not a pyramid.
And everything will be perfect in Christ, from under Christ, mm-hmm. and in the kingdom. It'll all be perfect and it'll be harmonious.
Yes, so we see that Israel as yet is not in a condition to accept Christ. And Brother Russell did expect a great movement towards Christ amongst the Jews. And that really fizzled out. The Jews that have accepted Christ in the movements that are going on have all the traditional errors of the churches. So they've been taken out of one blindness into another. They accept Christ as a triune God. So we see that a lot has to be fulfilled as yet before the eyes of Israel and the world will be opened. Are there any further thoughts or questions?
The pyramid is the only shape that really would fit all these texts.
Yes.
Perfection. The pyramid represents perfection.
Well, I don't think we have time to go any further. Let's see, now question 50 takes in two paragraphs, and we won't have time to go through that. So we'll stop then on page 243. And there isn't going to be a meeting on Friday. And the question will be question number 50.
Orson.
Yes, thank you, Harriet. All right, there won't be a meeting Friday or Sunday. All right, does anyone have a choice of a hymn in closing?
158.
158? Excuse me, Paul?
159. It has two verses.
Separate ways be with those that weren't able to be with us. Guide and strengthen each according to thy wisdom. And we thank you for the promises of the blessing to all the families of the earth. Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
You know, Paul, I think we got about